now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Oh, it's a Victorian Form Preview. What a beautiful day it would be to spend the day down on the peninsula at Mornington. If you're not doing anything today, blue skies, head down to one of the most picturesque racetracks in Victoria at Mornington today, and make sure you mark Harry White's selections, because just like Sharky says on a Friday, he is confident that he's going to tip the card today. He's got the meeting solo. He's done the form in depth. How are you, Harry?
I'm great, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Looking forward to this Monday Mornington meeting. What's the overall card look like?
I think it's a good card. There's a couple of value runners that I think will run very nicely. But as you said, you took the words right out of my mouth. I could tip the card today.
I like it. It's a good four. The weather is fine. The rail is out 7 metres for the entire circuit. We're going to catch up with Campbell Rewilla. He's got a great book of rides a little later as well. But let's get stuck into the first, which is the Peninsula Home Plate over 1,000 metres. The first race is at 1:30. Only taking out one scratching, which was the impressive winner yesterday of Wa Schwa from the Richard Lemming stable, who won on debut. So we're now left with a pretty short favourite in the first, Careless Whisper from Hayes Dominic into $1.55. Magic Pippa's $4.80, $5 Sandbuck, and then we're down to La Zola at $8. Careless Whisper, only the one start, was a nice second on debut at Mornington behind Sizzle Fly. So that's pretty good form for a maiden today.
Yeah, look, it is, Michael, but I think that this race is more open to me than the market suggests. I can see the appeal with the favourite, Careless Whisper, obviously beating All By One at Track and Trip on debut. That horse, as you mentioned, Sizzle Fly, who's gone on to be a subsequent winner and proven competitive in far stronger races than this. Honestly, though, apart from Sizzle Fly, I went through that race. I don't think she beat much else. Looked at her breeding. She's got five, I think, full brothers and sisters, all raced, all winners. That box is ticked. She was sent straight to the paddock after a debut run, given time, has since won a trial, but by no means impressively, and resumes here. I concede she'll be more effective on the good going rather than a heavy surface like last time. Does look to be probably the likely leader. May very well win, but am I backing her at $1.50? No, I am not. I like the chances of number 8, Magic Pippa, who debuted over the trip at Pakenham. Never looked the likely winner, but the run was full of merit. She went back, had no running room, changed paths, made some ground, was impeded by another horse, lost momentum, changed paths again, then hit the line well. She's trialled nicely since. Jack Martin remains aboard. Home track advantage and a more prominent run behind the speed can see her get the chockies. Sandbuck was no match for them in stronger grade over the trip at Flemington. They was only narrowly beaten in both runs prior, both over 1,100 metres. Remains at the 1,000 metres here, taking on weaker company and maps for the run of the race on the speed. Will have every chance. And one at a price, Our Free Spirit is big odds, but trialled nicely and I think looks to be the best of the rest of them. Going around the favourite here, Michael, 8532.
All right, 8532. A bit of value in the first, and also Logan McGill, who trains the first starter, which is Winter Typhoon, which is currently a $15 pop, said earlier this morning that if it had drawn a barrier, would have been very confident that his gelding would have run in the top three. So it could be one for your multiples as well at about $15. Race number two is the Ladbrokes Plate over 1,200 metres. We take out number four. Favourite here is Princess Diva at 320. Sibbity Sup is a first starter well in the market at $3.70. La Magnat is at $4.60. Florent, $7. And then we're down to $7.50 for Uru. Again, another first starter from the Logan McGill stable, and very confident that this will perform well at $7.50 today. How did you see race number two, Harry?
Look, I'm sticking with the favourite, Michael, Princess Diva, who I did tip on debut after what I thought was an impressive jump-out win at Kyneton. She ran third over the trip at Seymour after racing on the speed. Actually did really well to sustain that run. Patrick Maloney reported that she raced greenly throughout, so it was open to even more improvement here. I assume they go forward again, maybe even lead. I think she'll prove hard to get past. I've got one of the debutants next, well in the market, as you said, number 8, Sippity Sup, who caught my eye in a Cranbourne jump out back in mid-October. Thought she got to the line really well, might be one to follow. She's had a recent trial since, and it was sound. James Winks rode her on that day, who's on her here. It's actually his only ride for the day. I always like a jockey that comes out for one ride. Drawn the inside, she can figure. Number three, La Magnet, weakened out of it at Track and Trip when fresh after two promising trial efforts. Maybe she needed the run. Winkers replaced Blinkers. She just may need some luck from that outside gate. And the 1st of May is another one who faded on debut, but that was on heavy nine going. I think she'll be much more effective on top of the ground here in maps for a good run. 7.839.
7.839. Well, and the market moves have been telling in this race. Sibbity Sup is now favourite. Opened up at $15 and it's just been wound into $3 outright favourite. Princess Diva opened up $2.50 and is now out to $3.40. So the money is on this first starter from the Wendy Kelly stable, the Sippity Sup from Barrier 1 in race number 2. Race number 3 at Mornington is the Big Screen Company 1200 metres. We could take out 2 and 3. In this race, we've got a first starter from the Pat Carey stable, which is the favourite. $3.80 today into $3. Glorious Express. Classic Fastnet is at $3.80. Tebow is at $4.80. Stinger, a first starter from the John Maloney stable, is at $6.50. And then we're out to $9 the remainder. So Glorious Express is the favourite from the Pat Carey local trainer. What have you seen from any jump outs or trials?
I'm with the favourite, Glorious Express. I can see the money's come for him, as you mentioned. I loved his latest trial effort at Cranbourne last week. Sat back when asked, not much, but extended to the line very, very strongly. It was an eye-catching run. He's drawn wide, so I say they probably opt to go back, but I really think that this boy's going to be winning some races. And if I'm right, it will be a winning double early in the day for Pat Carey and Jack Martin. Number 4, Classic Fastnet, simply got too far back in running on debut at Track and Trip. To be fair, he drew barrier 12, so they probably had no other option, but he was just no chance from the get-go. To his credit, I thought he still worked home nicely for a midfield finish. Drawn to be much more effective here, he won't need to get so far back in running and should prove a strong contender late in the piece. Number 10, Tebow, was showing promise 3 and 4 runs back when finishing runner-up on two occasions, but has been underwhelming of late. I could probably forgive last start, say she doesn't handle the heavy going. They're giving the Blinkers another go. She carries no weight after Will Price's claim, and as always, she should have every chance and make her own luck from up front. And another debutante, number 6, Stinger, showed ability in a trial back in August, but has since been well held in a Caulfield jump out. I'm willing to risk, but it wouldn't surprise to see that horse figure in the finish. 5-4, 10-6.
All right, 5-4, 10-6, and the money is on the first starter for Pat Carey, Glorious Express, race number 3 at Mornington today. Race number 4 is over the 2,045 metres. It's the last leg of the early quaddy. All going around in this race, and the favourite here is By Lip, into odds on now, from the Harrison stable. Hasta Luego is at $6.50 for Amy and Ashiagi. The Canford Man, $7. Fast Foils is at $8. And Total Truce is at $9. This is a market where we've got a pretty skinny priced favourite here, By a Lip, and then it's a lot wider, the remainder. Do you see it as cut, as clear cut as that, Harry?
Yeah, look, I think it's a favourite we can all get around, Michael. Personally, in this race, I probably will be playing exactors with By a Lip on top, who only found one better last start over slightly further. The winner was Tearaway. That was Hutchinson, was okay next start, but was in the market, so it was a good run. He wasn't far off over the trip prior at Cranbourne when third and placed beforehand over shorter at Geelong. I really do think that this is his race to lose. Arguably not as much depth here as what he's been up against. Blinkers go on. Clayton Douglas sticks on, who knows the horse well, having ridden him in the last three. And I think the current price is more than fair, but as I said, maybe play your exotics for a bit of value. I do have plenty of respect for number 6, Mr. Camford Man, who I tipped fresh on an each-way basis after an impressive jump-out effort. He closed off well for fourth over the 7 furlongs. I like that the stables opted to put him straight up to this trip. I think he'll relish it. If you're an exotics player, he is a must inclusion. Number 4, Hasta Luego, was a good trial winner over the mile before debuting over that same trip at the Valley. He was good enough, but clearly needed further, which he gets here, and we'll have plenty of admirers who will back him at a reasonable price. I personally want to see him go around again, but wouldn't be surprised to see him thereabouts come the winning post. And number 3, Fast Foils, was good late last start and will be suited to the jump back up to the 2,000 metres. But I think that the favourite is probably my best of the day, 1-6-4-3.
All right. Violet, he's an interesting runner. He's by Kempinski. A 6-year-old who's only had 7 starts and he's had 5 placings from those 7 starts. So hopefully today Bialip can break his drought and get Harry his best bet of the day home at $1.95. That's the first four races down at Mornington. We're going to take a break. On the other side of this, we'll be back with race number five, which is the first leg of the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
All right, we're up to race number five, racing at picturesque Mornington today. And the first leg of the quaddie is a skinny one because we've had a few scratchings in the Mercedes-Benz Mornington over 1,500 metres. We can take out 6, 7 and 8, which means we've just got five runners in this first leg, including an odds-on favourite from the Matty Laurie stable. Fuga at $1.80, Peerless $3.50, Il Divo $4.20, and then the two roughies are Smooth Whiskey at $15 and Flage at $19. Is this a one-outer, or do we need to put the three favourites in, or would you even go field and look for a split in the first leg of the quaddie here, Harry?
Look, I'm with the favourite, but I'm not game enough or confident enough to put her one out. I'll put the three in the market in the quaddie. It is my mate Jack Martin again. I really love this bloke today. He looks to be booting home another winner in Fuga. She did fail at the Valley last start, but we all know that track can bring horses undone. I will concede that it was an underwhelming run regardless, but she was flying before last start, winning two on the trot, the former by 6.5 lengths and the latter in similar grade by over 2 lengths. Does worry me a bit that she may need to lead to win, and other horses liking it up front like Peerless could prove problematic. Nonetheless, I'm with her. I think she's the horse to beat. Danger being number five, Peerless, who was solid first up when third after being caught three wide. Her only crack over 1,500 metres. She came out the winner, beating some handy horses in a race that has produced six subsequent winners of the nine runners in that field that day. She'll be on pace, have every chance. Il Divo was freshened and then ran second at Seymour over the 7 furlongs. Prior to that, was racing soundly enough in this grade on the synthetic. Personally, I think that's where he is best. And I suppose Smooth Whiskey can have fourth pick in a field of five. 3, 5, 4, 2.
3, 5, 4 and 2. But the top three of the market you'll need in the first leg of the quaddie to be safe, according to Harry. Race number seven is the Highview Accounting Mornington over 1,500 metres. We can take out 11 and 12. In this race, Nero Veloce is the favourite at $14. Sorry, I've jumped a race ahead there. This is over 2,450 metres, race number six. Nero Veloce is at $4. We've got Alabama Mam at $4, equal favourite as well. Rex Bells at $5. And then we're down to Zedstar at $5.50. This looks one of the more open races of the day.
Yeah, it is fairly open. Being a Forrest Gump fan myself, Michael, I'm with Alabama Man, who is just so close to a win and looks very well placed here. He made good ground after being held up to finish third at the track two back over 2,000 metres and was narrowly beaten at Sale in stronger grade last start over 2,200. Fifth up now, an ideal trip for him. I honestly think that he is over the odds and will be winning. Simple as that. Number nine, one at odds that I won't be leaving out of the quaddie, is the Shane Stockdale trained gelding Turf Dragon, who closed off with intent when fresh at Traralgon over 1,900 metres. Will have no issues getting out to this trip. He's placed over it and proven competitive a few other times. Number two, Nero Veloce, finally broke through at track and trip last start after a string of minor placings over the trip. Regular rider Brian Higgins remains on. He'll go forward from a wide gate and be given every chance to go on with it. And number three, Rex Bell, only found one better last start over the trip in a high weight race, so drops 10 kilos from that last run and has placed in 4 from 9 runs over the trip. 4, 9, 2, 3.
4, 9, 2, 3. Bit of confidence about number four, Alabama Man, from Harry at $4 in the second leg of the quaddie. Race number seven's the third leg. In this race, we take out 9, 11, 13 and 14. Anna's Nicole Snitz is the favourite at $3.10 for Johnny McArdle. Divine Divas at $4.80, $7 Black Current. Do It out to $7.50 as well. Now, Anna's Nicole Snitz is to be ridden by Campbell Rewilla, who is taking the racing world by storm since beginning his career not so long ago. He's got a good book of rides today at Mornington. It's great to have a chat to young Campbell. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Michael and Harry. How are we?
Very well indeed. Now, Campbell, tell me, how many winners have you ridden so far?
We've clocked up 11, which has been, really, really great start. It's been great with some of the good support around, with some really good teams who have been really happy to have us on. It's it's something to just keep ticking off the numbers, hopefully.
That's an amazing start. 11 wins already. And how long have you been riding?
I started on late September. I think just over 7 or 8 weeks now.
Gee, that's not a bad strike rate. And you've got, how many rides you got today? You've got 6 rides today as well. So just to get 6 rides on a card for a jockey of your experience is a big feather in your cap.
Yeah, no, it's good. We got a couple for the bus today, so we'll just try go out there and try give them all the best opportunity. Try get one home, hopefully.
Well, I did speak to your boss Logan McGill a little earlier, and he did keep the instructions very simple. He said just win. He likes a couple of the first starters. What can you tell us about Winter Typhoon and Uru, who go around in races 1 and 2 from the work you've done on them?
Yeah, well, originally Winter Typhoon, he was a breeze-up horse and caught the eye of some very, very good supporters of mine and Hong Kong owners, Eric Wong and Julia Wong. The horse hasn't missed a beat. He's been really good, especially in his Mornington jump outs. So if you've got him up on Ladbrokes jump outs, he's been able to get right up on pace and hit the line really well. He's a big boy, but he's really well prepped by Logan for today, and he should be running well. I think especially the blinkers on, that'll just switch him on to be able to hit the line. And he knows Mornington, it favours the horses that are on course, and hopefully he can run really well first up.
Well, and Logan gave us a really good push for Uru in the second as well.
Uru has been quite surprising this time in that it looks she sort of just took a little bit of time to develop into the horse she is now, and she's a couple gallops. She's just really come on in leaps and bounds. She's had a couple good jump outs at Mornington, and she went to the trials, was hard held on the bridle, and she's just really switched on her fast work. She's just really powered to the line under a good hold, running good time. So look, she should run a really good race today. It's just great to see the horse really turn the corner, because she did take a little bit of time to sort of, produce into a nice filly. But look, she seems well prepped for today, and I really think she should be, running and hitting the line.
Well, it's a nice little push. In race 6 over the 2450, you've got Lord Mappley, who looks like the extra distance will suit.
I believe so. He's I watched a couple good replays of Liam Ridge. He's had it look like a nice win at Gumbau a couple back. But no, look, I think the horse looks well suited today. It gets in well with the claim, and I think the weight, that weight just looks like it'll put it into favour with being able to claim 3 off a field that is quite high in the weight. So no, look, the horse should definitely run well. It's it's had a couple of nice leading runs, so there's no reason it's not fit enough. And yeah, we'll have fingers crossed it can show up today.
And Anna's Nicole Snitz is the favourite in race number 7, dropping back in class. You've got a sticky gate. What are you going to do from 12?
Well, I'll just hopefully just jump out and give it a little kick out the gates just to get the horse up and going. But look, we'll just have a look over and just if the horse does set well enough, we'll hopefully be able to cross them. But it's just one of them things, really. If that's what you're looking to do, it's just a matter on how well you jump. Because if it is a touch tardy, we'll just have to not bustle the horse and just find a nice bit of cover. But the McArdle team, you don't have to look too far back through the results to see how many horses are showing up from the stable. They're all just really flying at the moment, and it's great to have a ride for the team. At Red Gum.
And good to have a ride for Paddy Carey in the last as well. Ultra Smart, who you're on last start. And looking at the form, you'd think it would go pretty close from gate 2 today.
Yes, definitely. It's a track specialist. And, Pat Carey seems to really bring his horses to show up at Mornington. It's great to sort of, have the late pickup. But I think from the gate, it bounced quite well last time. And I think just 1,200 metres really suit is perfect again at just at Mornington, and I'd expect it to be sort of definitely one of the horses up in the top 4 chance. We'll we'll hopefully be able to see if it, you know, can show up today. It looks like a bit more of a last start. It just had to get held up a little bit and take its chance up the rails. But, you know, if we get a bit more of a nicer run through today, it definitely should be showing up.
Well, you certainly done your form, Campbell. Who's your best of the day?
I'd really like to see, you know, as a rough best of the day, Winter Typhoon, I think he's at really good odds, just around the 15 margin. Ooh. But Annika Snitz did...
Got to be careful with that, man.
Really should be, you know, depending it gets a good run through, it should be definitely one of the top chances of today.
Well, mate, best of luck. Great to have a chat to you this morning. You are... A young man who's on a very good road as far as a jockey. You've got the pedigree and you've got the ability and you've done your homework as well. Good luck today.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Campbell Rewilla. Great insight from Campbell there. Harry, who do you like in race 7? Can he get home on this horse? We've got to be very careful with its name. Anna Nicole Snitz.
Look, I am going for a bit of value in race 7, Michael, in Striking Miss, who presents as good each-way value after just missing fresh over 1,200 metres at Barnsdale in what was her first run for a new stable. Proven second up, actually won at Track and Trip when second up last prep, which already added to her impressive stats here at a home track. Back to racing against her own sex, utilising Matt Cartwright's 4-kilo claim to keep her well-weighted and some luck in running from an awkward gate she can figure at odds. The danger for me looks to be another one at a price, number 3, Do It, who failed to beat a runner home in a small field at Seymour last start, but ran home solidly for third at Track and Trip prior in stronger grade. A repeat run of that performance puts her into contention here despite drawing the widest gate. Campbell's mount, top weight, Anna Nicole Snitz probably opts to push up and lead from a wide gate. I'm glad he said that because that's what I wrote. And will be given every chance from up front. And Joe's Pride looks to be the best of the rest, 6-3-1-4.
6-3-1-4. You a city slicker?
Yes.
Yeah, country kid Gareth Hall's just burst into the stable to let you know that it's Bairnsdale.
Oh, yeah, I've got my nose up in the air, Michael.
He's not happy about
these
that.
Places.
Race number 8, bring us home with a winner here, Harry, because we need the quaddie landed. We need a winner in the last race today at Mornington. And the favourite is Rossman at $2.70. We take out the 2 and 3, the Egyptians at $3.40, Ultra Smart $5.50.
Yeah, look, another one for value here, Michael. Barbie's Witness closed off well from the back when fresh at Cranbourne over 1,000 metres, won at Track and Trip when second up last prep, albeit in maiden grade. She did prove competitive in this grade over the trip 2 runs after, finishing 3rd in a close 5th. Carries no weight after Cartwright's claim again. Looks a good chance at a price. Danger, favourite and top weight Rossman, who was sound enough when fresh at Track and Trip in stronger grade. Condition may have just given out late. Weighted the same after Pearson's claim and maps for a dream run. The Egyptian found one better last start on heavy going. One prior and maiden grade. Blinkers go on instead of winkers and will race up front having every chance. And Campbell's Mount Ultra Smart has a great record at the track. Has proven second up and not without a chance. 9186.
9186 to bring us home. Give us your best, your play and your quaddie today, Harry.
Best, race 4, number 1, By Lip, short and sweet. Value, race 7, number 6, Striking Miss. Quaddie, 3-4-5 in the first leg, 2-3-4-9 in the second, 1-3-4-6 in the third, 1-6-8-9 in the last. Play of the day, Jack Martin to win the jockey challenge at, I think, around $2.60.
Oh, I like that. Left of centre, that one. Good on you, Harry. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael. Talk to you tomorrow.